This is a new day.
A very blessed Sunday morning to all. Thank you for joining me in prayer and goodness and all that's good in life. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB with inspiration and religion. I hope you had a wonderful week with goals and dreams and your mission and your purpose going forward for you, your family, and all those in your circle of love, in your circle of life. We know that tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day of Service. And as they say, it's not a day off, but a day on. And there are so many community activities in all communities of Greater Philly and South Jersey. I certainly hope that you are going to one and volunteering for one and making the world a better place. In just a few minutes, I'll tell you some that are going on here in South Jersey, my home, that hopefully many folks will attend. But let's say some prayers, how we can pray on Martin Luther King Day of Service, how we can come together on this day and every day. So if it is your custom to bow your head, well, except, of course, if you're driving or if you're in another situation that you can't, but please listen to these words and take them to heart, especially on this weekend of Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. We say, we thank you, God, for all the opportunities of life. And we stand together today and discuss the vital matters confronting our nation and confronting the world. We ask on this day that is not simply a day on the calendar, but a day on which we serve and work, pray and hope, struggle and strive to bend the arc of history closer. Help us, God, to walk together, pray together, sing together, and live together until that day when all of God's children, black and white and red and brown and yellow and anything in between, can come together. We ask God to open our hearts and minds to the truth and renew our commitment to justice and peace, pursued through cooperation and love. Fill us with your kindness and your grace and your mercy, that we might realize and accept that we are all members of the same human family, created in your image and likeness. And on that certainly we can all say amen. There is a wonderful verse in the Torah, in the Old Testament. Of course, there are many wonderful verses in the Bible, but one of my favorites comes from Deuteronomy 16:20. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 20. Go grab your Bible, look it up, or go on another device that's next to you and look it up. And the words in Hebrew are tzedek, tzedek tirdof, tzedek, tzedek tirdof, which means justice, justice you shall pursue. Justice, justice you shall pursue. No matter what walk of life you're in, no matter what your income, your occupation, your age, your education, where you live, we should always treat others justly. We should always treat others as you would have them treat you. That certainly is, of course, known as the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Or if you want to do the opposite, like some religions say, the golden rule, don't do unto others as you would not have them do unto you. That should be on your heart. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof, justice, justice you shall pursue. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 20. And on that, certainly, we all say amen. On this weekend and on this week of Martin Luther King Day, we have the opportunity to remember MLK Jr., who dreamed of a loving, just society for all. Honor him today and this week by taking a moment to stop, pause, and reflect on his leadership during this time. Let us pray for unity and peace in our deeply divided country, and for us to continue to push for equality for all. And here are some ways that we can meditate on that, that we can, in other words, reflect on that. In the words of Martin Luther King, he said, and I quote, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." Let's say that again. You should write these words on a little sticky note and put them somewhere in the house that you always look like, for a lot of us, the refrigerator door or the bathroom mirror. Write these words down. You can find them anywhere online. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. On that, we all say, amen. You know, we certainly live in times of deep division, mistrust, and unfortunately, violence. Bless, in a special way, our celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Open our hearts and minds to our truth and renew our commitment to justice and peace pursued through cooperation and love. Fill us with the love of God that we might realize and accept that we are all members of the same human family created in the image of God. May the example of Dr. King always inspire us to see in one another sisters and brothers with a common origin and destiny, guided by the conviction that together we can nobly fulfill the promise of our nation. We pray in the name of God, who is our creator and who calls us to create communities of justice, freedom, and peace, as we all say, amen. King David wrote over 3,000 years ago, Psalm 133, that says in Hebrew, "Hine, matov umanaim shevet achim gam yachad," which means how good and pleasant it is that brothers and sisters, meaning all of us, can live together in unity. And certainly that is the goal. That is the dream of MLK, and that is the dream that we all should have each and every day. So, saying that, if you are available tomorrow, that will be Monday, January the 15th, please do your part and check with your local churches, your synagogues, your nonprofits, and your communities, your community calendars, their billboards, see what they are doing as community service on this day. And please take a few minutes to be part of it to make our world a better place. If you are in South Jersey, in near or anywhere near Voorhees, New Jersey, please join me and let me know you are coming. And we are putting together winter bags filled with winter outer clothing for the homeless in our community to give to the local police departments when they come across those who unfortunately happen to be homeless. And it'll be filled with hats and gloves and scarves and sweaters and coats and anything to keep them warm. And if you can't be there in person, if you want to just come by and drop off or have me pick up any of these clothing items, please let me know today. I'm driving around South Jersey today and picking up donations of love. So again, needed are donations of winter outerwear, winter hats, gloves, scarves, sweaters. Please contact me in any way that you would like, either on Facebook, Instagram, go to my website at cantorborski.com. Call me, text me, email me every day. And every year I have a day of service project for teens and preteens around our area. And here's the information if you want to join us this year. We will be at beautiful Brandywine, that's one word, Brandywine Assisted Living in Voorhees. I have the honor of being a chaplain at Brandywine. Our project this year will be to make up winter bags for homeless folks of South Jersey. I'm asking for donations. And As a police chaplain here in South Jersey, the bags will be given to local police. We will begin on Monday, January 15th at 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Brandywine Assistant Living in Voorhees. So please come, please share the word with your friends and family, and please bring a blessing to our community, because we know, we certainly know that many in our community, they pray for the things that we take for granted. And sometimes the only God that anyone ever sees on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. And on that, certainly, certainly we can all say, we can all say amen. We also say amen for our sponsors, without whom this program, Inspiration and Religion on WWDB, would certainly not be possible whatsoever. We say amen for Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. To ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. And for them, we say amen. And when you see Dr. Cohen or Dr. Sweeney, just give them a hug from me. Say, Cantor Scott says hi. And on that certainly we can all say amen. This past Friday night and throughout this weekend, even today, there are communities that are joining together to acknowledge that this is the weekend of the 100th day, the 100th day of captivity for the hostages from Israel that were taken into Gaza by Hamas. Even though it may not be top on the mainstream news these days, unfortunately, we all know that these hostages still, daily, constantly need our prayers, that they may return in all God's speed and safety and health to their family. So please take a moment this weekend to pray for Israel, to pray for Jerusalem, to pray for the hostages, the children, the teens, and the adults who are still being held by the terrorists in Gaza by the name of Hamas. Friday night, just a couple nights ago, I held a Facebook Live prayer service for the 100th day that the hostages are being held. If you would like to watch that, just go to my Facebook page, either Cantor Scott Borsky or Scott Borsky on Facebook page. On Facebook, I'm very easy to find. Scroll back just a couple days to Friday, and the prayer service will be online that you could watch it and pray with us at your convenience. On that, certainly, we all say, amen. You know, throughout the week in this new year of 2024, it is always appropriate to have words, prayers, scriptures on your tongue. If you're feeling stressed with any work issues, health issues, financial issues, personal issues, all the rain we had last week. And by the way, I hope that wherever you live, the rain did not ruin anything that you own, your house, your physical nature, at your business. I hope everyone remained safe and sound. But if you are stressed in any way, and certainly who is not stressed in any way, you should always have a scripture on your tongue that you can pull out from your heart that you can say. I want to list for you some of my favorites. Take a little pen or pencil and write these down. I'll tell you what one of them says, but the rest of them, I want you to look up. I want you to go to the scriptures and look up these words so you could have them, take a picture, underline them, put a little sticky mark so you could open your scriptures. But better than that, learn them by heart, learn them by rote, so they can always be said wherever you may be, in the car, at work, walking the street, at a store, that you could pick them out. So here they are. My favorite is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And no, Jeremiah was not a bullfrog. If you're of a certain age, you will know what I'm talking about. If you're not of a certain age, you will say, what is he talking about a bullfrog for? But there you go. Jeremiah is not a bullfrog. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, that says, for I know the plans for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Again, that is from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, 11. Let me read that again. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. On that, certainly, that will relieve stress. Just reading, knowing, and acknowledging that God has plans for us. Other verses that I just love. Proverbs 29:11. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 30 and 31. And back to the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 32. 27. I also have these on my Facebook page. Just scroll back a couple of days and you could write those down, or go to the podcast of this program and just reverse it about 10 or 20 seconds and you will hear them again. But always have scriptures on your tongue to relieve stress, and that will be a blessing to you. And certainly if you're stress-free, all around you. And on that certainly, we can all say amen. We also, of course, say amen to our friends at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. They are such wonderful people. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all religions, all communities, all backgrounds of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey License Number 3796. And for them, we certainly all say, amen. You know, often I get asked about certain customs at Jewish weddings. I do have the honor and the privilege of doing and officiating, I should say, Jewish weddings on a weekly basis, sometimes two or three every weekend. And that is certainly an honor to me. And I get questions, why do we do this? Why do we do that? From Jews and non-Jews. And they're also posted on different Facebook pages that people ask. And I try to answer the best that I can. And one of them that is the most common and most known is the stepping, the breaking of the glass by the groom at the very end of the service. He steps and shatters the glass. So people ask, why does the groom step on a glass? And the reason historically and traditionally is when stepped on a glass and it shatters, we are remembering the destruction of the temple, the second temple in Jerusalem on the 15th day of Av, 2000-ish years ago. So even with the happiness and the joy of the wedding, we still remember that the sadness and the continued yearning for peace in Jerusalem and peace for the Jewish people. Well, that is the traditional reason, but I don't use that reason at my weddings. I don't bring sadness into my weddings. Lord knows that there is enough sadness in the world on a daily basis. We don't need it at weddings. The reason that I use when the groom, before the groom stepped on the glass, I say that this glass is filled with all the joy and the happiness that the bride and groom are feeling today. And when the groom steps on this glass, symbolically, all the joy is shattered among us, and we receive the gift, the present of receiving just a little bit of the happiness and the joy that the bride and groom are feeling today. And that certainly is an honor to us. In fact, there are couples that not only the groom stepped on the glass, but the bride also steps on the glass also. So they share the scattering of love among all of us together, mutually. In fact, I officiated a wedding just a couple weeks ago that they purchased two special glasses in velvet bags, one for the groom, one for the bride, and they both stepped on their glass. And that was a double shattering and spreading of joy through all of us on that special day. And that was an honor as well. So do what you want with the glasses and the reason that you want. But for me, I express nothing but joy at weddings. And I think on that, we can all say amen. There is another holiday coming up on the Jewish calendar. And there are always holidays coming up on the Jewish calendar. The next one coming up on just in a couple of weeks at the end of January is Tu Bishvat. That is the Jewish New Year of trees. It's one of the four New Years of the Jewish year. And it is indeed very important to remember trees, especially in Israel. And there is a wonderful organization called the JNF, the Jewish National Fund, that I give to each and every year. And I express to all my students and community to give to the JNF. They plant millions of trees in Israel each year. And the money also goes to schools, education, roads, the armed services, hospitals. Such a wonderful organization. And I would highly recommend whatever religion or culture you are, certainly the JNF is needed. Just go online to their website, the Jewish National Fund. And if you're able to give this month of Tu Bishvat, the Jewish New Year of Trees, and your money goes far. It goes to the peace of Israel, the peace of Jerusalem. And we know that certainly Israel needs peace on these days. And we pray for Israel each and every day, as we all say amen. We also, of course, say amen to our friend Bonnie and her staff at the wonderful men's and boys store in beautiful, beautiful Warminster, PA in Bucks County at the Warminster Shopping Center. Award-winning beyond belief. Why? Because they are simply the best, and they are currently having a winter store-wide sale, up to 50% off of their winter merchandise, sports coats, sweaters, jeans, outerwear, shoes, clothing, socks, ties, belts, up to 50% off. And they are getting in their spring merchandise each and every day in both the men's department and the boys' department. They are ready for all of your family's spring bar or bar mitzvahs, first holy communions, weddings, job interviews, and fun date night too. And they offer custom tailoring too. Tuxedos for any of your business or personal affairs. They are located at 320 York Road, formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years. Again, presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center, again at 320 York Road. Give Bonnie a call at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. The men's and boys' store, simply the best, and for them, certainly, we all say, amen. I wanted to tell you that the Shema challenge that I put out just a couple weeks ago, you won't believe how many folks have responded to this Shema challenge. And if you do not currently recite the Shema each morning and each night, take this 30-day challenge, and you can start anytime you want. And what is the Shema, if you don't know? It's the most important prayer in Judaism. And it is located in the book of Deuteronomy, but it's not just for Jewish people. Anyone can say it. There is a commandment in the Torah, the Old Testament, to recite the Shema twice daily. When you rise up in the morning, and when you go to bed at night. And when a person recites the Shema and remembers the unity and kingship of God, who supervises everything, they will take to heart that God's eyes observe all of a person's ways. They will appreciate that God counts our steps and that none of our thoughts are hidden from Him. Thinking this way and saying the Shema each morning and every night will guard a person throughout the day. Repeating it at night will guard them at night as well. So if you want to join the Shema Challenge, and it's very easy prayer, you don't have to know it right now. I could send you a recording of it. I could send you the words, transliteration, and you could have the opportunity to be blessed each morning and each night. Please contact me any way that you want. It will be a blessing to you and certainly a blessing to me. And on that, have a most wonderful day. And I look forward to being with you soon. Join me Monday through Friday on this station at 7 in the morning, beginning at 7 with Morning Light, with faith-filled music and all that's good in life. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.